Whether a food business has an internal lab or works with an external lab, the quality and testing accuracy are critical to the safety of the food being produced, as well as to the operational efficiency of the business. But how does a business ensure this? On this episode of TAG Talks Food Safety, I, your host, Lisa Lupo, am welcoming one of TAG's newest consultants, Senior Advisor for Food Safety, Dan Rice. Dan previously led the FDA's Office of Regulatory Testing and Surveillance and has been a lab director for the agency as well as for the New York State Food Laboratory. So he knows a lot about lab operations, their quality programs, and what is needed to ensure that labs produce high-quality data to inform decisions or support root cause investigations. Welcome, Dan.
Yeah, glad to be here, Lisa.
Thank you. Always glad to have you. So let's just go ahead and start with the basics. What is a lab assessment and how does it differ from a lab audit?
And because people often get the two confused, but a lab assessment really focuses on the current laboratory capability and capacity and opportunities for improvement. And if the lab's accredited, then it's to determine if there are any gaps in meeting the accreditation standard. Assessments tend to be very proactive and future-oriented and pretty broad in their scope, where they're evaluating the entire laboratory program, whereas lab audits are more focused on compliance and verification that the lab performs procedures or methods as stated in their standard operating procedures or contracts with vendors. They tend to be a little more retrospective, where somebody performing an audit will be looking at records to verify compliance. But both lab assessments and audits are really important tools for ensuring a robust quality program and that the data the lab generates is fit for purpose.
Okay. So let's kind of discuss each of these a little bit further. Why are lab assessments of value, and should they be conducted by internal person or outside experts?
Sure. So lab assessments are really intended to foster continuous improvement in operations and quality, and are tools to optimize capacity and capability. So, you know, having an assessment program can really help a laboratory grow and improve in whatever services they're there to provide. If a lab is accredited, for example, to the ISO 17025 standard, then there is a requirement that the lab is assessed on a periodic schedule and that the assessment is performed by a third-party objective assessor. So in fact, lab assessments are generally performed by somebody outside of the lab management chain, but it's not necessarily a requirement.
Okay. What about audits? When, why, and by whom should they be conducted?
Sure. So audits are valuable tools for ensuring that established policies and procedures are being followed. For example, meeting the performance criteria established by a client. And audits can be performed both internally by lab staff or externally. When I led the FDA National Food Lab Program, we had a really well-developed system of both internal and external lab audits. And they were really fundamentally important to our goal of continuous improvement, generating defensible results, and being prepared for an external audit.
Okay. So both the internal corporate labs and external contract labs can also be accredited to the international ISO IEC 17025.2017 standard that specifies the general requirements for the competency, impartiality, and consistent operation of laboratories. So can you discuss the value, as well as maybe the pros and cons of being accredited?
Sure, I'm glad to do that. So in my experience, the pros of being accredited to the ISO 17025 standard far outweigh the cons. And so while I was director of the New York State Food Laboratory, I had the privilege of leading the team that got the lab accredited to ISO 17025 for the first time. And the difference between before accreditation and after was very striking in terms of the quality of the work produced, including generating credible and defensible results. The State Food Lab was a regulatory lab, so the data that lab generated needed to be worthy of, say, a court hearing and so on. And so it was really important to the state to have the highest quality data they can generate. And I think that, would stand in any laboratory program, really. So the lab, what I saw was the lab's programs and operations continually improved over time, and actually efficiencies were gained. An accredited lab has processes in place for corrective and preventive actions. And if working correctly, they will minimize the odds of making the same mistake twice. So obviously that's an efficiency gain there. And that results in cost savings both in times of time, in terms of time and effort, and also materials. For example, lab accidents that might impact a sample that has to be recollected. There's a lot of things in a laboratory program you want to not happen, and being accredited to the ISO standard can really help you limit the number of mistakes that you make on a day-to-day basis. Also, the ISO 17025 standard is internationally recognized, that and labs that are accredited to that standard are generating credible and defensible data, and they have a strong quality program and culture and a process in place for continuous improvement. And really, the cons just boil down to the cost of being accredited. There's a cost, to actually get that accreditation in place. The third-party assessments have a cost. And then there's the organizational culture changes that need to be made, where you're trying to get staff maybe with a sort of a way of doing things to kind of change how they embrace thinking and acting with regards to quality operations. And I definitely saw that both with New York and then with FDA, that getting that quality culture in place takes leadership input and to make it successful.
So yeah, if you can do it, it's a really good thing to do, but just got to be prepared for the costs and just the internal changes and really doing what you need to do to be accredited. So, okay. So when the lab is seeking to establish or improve their testing program, whether it's like for accreditation or for their own improvement or whatever, the goal should be clearly stated, and the method sensitivity and specificity should be carefully considered. But why is this so important?
Sure. So knowing what the goals are for a sampling and testing program are really fundamentally important to determining which methods should be considered and appropriate for use. And that often then can be extended into, costs, pros and cons. Some methods are more expensive than others. Some technology is more expensive than others. Knowing what the goals are can really kind of drive what the most appropriate and cost-effective method for supporting that program would be. And then clearly stated goals are also needed to develop internal testing programs or to get the appropriate support from an outside laboratory. But without these clearly stated goals, there's just a lot of gaps and unknowns as far as what that internal testing program should be or what you should be looking for in a client if you're contracting out to an external lab. And obviously, there needs to be established process in place for reviewing the data that comes out of these laboratories to inform decisions and guide food safety and quality programs. Ideally, this would occur in real time with minimum delay between when a sample result is generated and when it's evaluated as to whether or not it's relevant to the food safety program at that firm.
So another area that's really kind of big today is food safety culture. And it's really a critical aspect of any food business. But how does that apply to labs? And why is a culture of quality And safety really important in lab operations.
Yeah, so I think food safety culture and quality culture are really pretty related, and any company that relies on laboratory data that has a quality of, food safety culture can easily, I think, translate that into a quality culture. But a lab where every member of the team understands their role and responsibilities in the quality system and truly embraces a culture of quality will consistently generate accurate, reliable, and defensible data. And obviously, that's an asset for both private labs that are being contracted by firms, or also internal corporate labs. That culture and mindset and leadership is key to fostering that culture and making sure it's functioning. Will pay great dividends as far as the quality of data that a laboratory generates.
And that quality of data is so critical for making the right decisions and ensuring the food safety of the products produced.
Yeah, for
Okay.
sure.
So, how does TAG assist companies in ensuring the quality and accuracy of their internal labs or even external labs with which a company works?
Sure, yeah. So TAG has an impressive breadth of expertise on the TAG team, and TAG has the expertise to objectively assess laboratory programs and technical competency and the quality operations of a laboratory. We can also assist labs who seek accreditation to ISO 17025. I've definitely, in my short-term time with TAG, had a number of food manufacturers with internal laboratory programs, ask me, what would it take to get our laboratory programs accredited? So there's definitely interest, and I would advocate for the value of being accredited to the ISO 17025 standard. But TAG can help labs develop auditing programs. We can provide external audits tailored to customer needs. I'm a very strong advocate of laboratory programs and the value of having a foundation of quality. And it's really about the process and never about the person. Like, fostering a culture of quality that promotes continuous improvement can never be punitive, where quality issues are dealt with kind of on as an individual failure. One really needs to approach this as a system, and using developed procedures for corrective actions and preventative actions and continuous improvement. And it's going to fail if a lab take, if there is a quality challenge or quality problem in the lab, if they deal with those as individual failures, it's not going to promote that culture of quality. The staff really need to feel that they can bring problems forward to management and not have any negative repercussions and so on.
Okay. So you've provided a lot of information here, Dan. I really want to thank you for sharing your vast experience and the regulatory knowledge as well. From all that you've discussed here, what would you see as the key points that you'd like the audience to take away from this?
Sure. I would say that every laboratory program will be more effective, efficient, and generate more reliable results if they have an established assessment and auditing program in place. And these could be done internally, but the ideal state is a combination of internal and external auditing and assessment.
All right. Well, thank you again, Dan. And I'd like to thank our audience for listening in. We really hope that we've given you some insights on maintaining the quality and culture of your food labs and even on accreditation itself. And as always, to stay informed on all things food safety and ensure that you don't miss any episodes of TAG Talks, be sure to like, follow, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or whatever is your favorite podcast platform. Thanks, Dan.